Welcome to the Reabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Now, Simon, you know what it's like. We're heading into a long weekend, and with Chinese New Year, I bet there'll be lots of people who'll be taking not just Tuesday and Wednesday off, but Monday as well, and that way they have a five-day weekend. The problem for you, if you're waiting for a customer to pay their bill, is that this long weekend period gives them a perfect excuse to hold your invoice, hold your payment to your invoice over for another 7 days. Let's say, for example, Simon, your invoice is due on January the 31st. That was yesterday. And it's very easy for the customer to rationalize to themselves that by hanging it over to the weekend, then it's only 1 day extra. But hang on, it's a long weekend. So by the time the money arrives in my customer's bank account, or rather my client, my supplier's bank account, it'll anyway be the 7th. I might as well just pay them next week. Now, and then they blame the bank. So, Simon, firstly, how common is this issue, have you found, and what do you do about it?
It's extremely common because, particularly for large companies, there is a great benefit in rolling cash due over from one month end into the beginning of the next month. It makes the month end figures look much better for cash. If it's happening, though, it means that two things potentially are not being done that should be done. The first thing is, when you set up a relationship with a customer, you should have a clear agreement in writing as to what your payment terms are. Now, and payment terms aren't send the money 30 days after we invoice you or send the money at the end of the month. The payment term should clearly state it's your responsibility to ensure that the money is in our bank account by the 30th day of the month, by the end of the month, whatever it is. So that, first of all, the term needs to be defined based on when the money is in your bank account, not when the transaction is started or when I get around to looking at the invoice or any of those other things that big companies like to try and get away with. So that's the first thing. And that term and that expectation should not only be in writing, but it should be made very clear in verbal and other interactions with the customer as you're growing the relationship. The second thing is this. Of course, customers may nonetheless try to game the system. And we're not talking about customers who are malicious. We're talking about customers who see this as an opportunity. Well, there's a holiday. Goodness me, we weren't expecting that. The money's going to roll over until next week. So sorry. Well, the way you get around that is by having a proactive service environment, which means that particularly for your large customers, 80-20 rule, 20% of your customers, 80% of your billings, you contact those customers early on in the billing and collection cycle, shortly after they get your invoice. And your discussion is around, have they got the invoice? Is it clear? Are there any issues? And if not, when can we expect payment? And expect payment is defined as the money should be in our bank by X, Y, or Z. And the idea is to identify any issues that might prevent the customer paying you. And we got a month end is not a legitimate excuse. You can let it become one if you don't get ahead of it. But other legitimate excuses like we didn't get the invoice or there's a mistake or something like that, they can be sorted out. And then you need a commitment that, first of all, they've understood that the payment term agreed with them requires that the money be in your bank account at a specific or by a specific date. And secondly, that they will in fact be ensuring that that happens.
And should you then actually call them out on it and say, hey, you know, the invoice is due 31st of January. You know that there is a Chinese New Year holiday in the subsequent week. Therefore, can you please be sure that it is in the account on the 31st? Should you be that specific?
Yes, you could, except the cadence of the call, because it's a service call, because it's occurring initially anyway, early on in the collection cycle. It's more along the lines of, look, we've got a holiday coming up and we sent you an invoice and we just want to make sure that we, you know, we don't get into a backlog situation as a result of the holiday. So can we first of all just confirm that you have had the invoice? And can you, if you've had the invoice, just take a look at it and confirm that it seems in order and that you're able to pay it? So the first discussion is around the quality and accuracy of your invoice and whether they've got it. That then flows logically into a discussion as to whether it is or is not a processable transaction. And you can offer advice to help them, which includes a gentle, loving reminder that, in fact, the money will need to be in your bank account by the 27th or the 28th or whatever it is, in order that it doesn't fall overdue. Because, of course, you know that they don't want to pay you overdue. Yeah.
Yes, and that way you're kind of catching them out before it's happened, and you're saying, I know that you might get up to some tricks, and therefore I'm pointing this out quite deliberately. But then, Simon, what happens if, you know, Monday, the 4th of February rolls around, you're now on that half day between the weekend and the 2-day public holiday for Chinese New Year, and you then find that, hey, the money is not in your account. Do you then ring them on the 7th, which is the Thursday, the first day back from the holiday, and say, hey, you left me hanging. How about you pay me some interest?
No, you don't do that. I mean, I don't encourage the payment of interest. I would always approach this on, particularly if it's an existing customer for whom you have perhaps not been very clear about what your payment expectations are. And many companies that we work with, when we look into it, we find that actually the definition of how they expect to be paid is often left quite informal. In other words, the distinction between sending the money by the end of the month or the money being in your bank account by the end of the month, for example, is simply not called out in detail. So if you're transitioning to a state with a customer where you are building a slightly different relationship, where you're engaging with them early and you're expecting to be paid on time, you need to be patient with them. You need to assume that this is something that they've done as a result of custom and practice. You know, they always do this. But you need to keep working on it, because eventually, remember, the objective is to become the first in line to get paid. And your customer may be under pressure to ensure that his cash position looks good at the end of the month, but he'll have a whole pile of invoices that he can delay. And the idea is that by, in a gentle, loving way, educating him over time, in a gentle, loving way, you can become one of the invoices that gets paid when it's supposed to be paid, and it's other invoices where they're perhaps not so good at engaging with the customer that get paid in the early part of next month.
All right. And with that in mind, we wish you all a happy Chinese New Year. And to find out more about how you can make sure that you're first in line to be paid, go to the link to the Udemy course nearby this podcast. What you'll find is an eight lecture course, which will walk you through all of the things that you need to do in order to get your invoice on top of the pile of your customers so that they pay it, along with all the other must-pay invoices. It's a 100-day program, an 8-video lecture program, where over the course of just over 3 months, you'll then find that your receivables improve dramatically. And in that spirit, Simon, happy Chinese New Year, and Gongxi Fa Cai.
Gongxi Fa Cai.